Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. It's 2021, and we're back on Draft Track. And hopefully everything goes as normal. We know there's a lot going on this offseason in terms of All-Star Game cancellations. But other than that, hopefully these young men, as they make their path for that next level, are allowed to do pro days and really kind of sink their teeth into what that goal is, and that is to play in the National Football League. And today's guest was the leading rusher for Louisiana Tech. He's none other than Israel Tucker, the fantastic running back. He's kind enough to take some time out of his busy day and talk a little draft and what this young man brings to the table. With that said, Israel, welcome to the program. How's today treating you? Oh, we got to unmute him already. There you go, my man. How you doing today, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? Today's been a great day so far.
Excellent. So, when we get to skill position guys on, obviously, usually you guys are the guys that have the football in your hands at a very early age. Is that kind of the same dynamic for you? I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you the young kid, you know, basically give it to Israel to the left, give him Israel to the right, and you're just taking it to the house?
Yes, sir. Started off when I was 5 years old, that, toss, that little toss play to the right, toss to the left, and just running.
So let's kind of fast forward it. So you got those nice athletic genes at a very early age where you're able to make plays. When you kind of settle into that running back position, and when do you start getting noticed by the collegiate level?
Say maybe my either sophomore, junior year in high school, getting some looks or whatever. And then I just actually started getting into some camps, college camps. Just wanted to showcase what I can do. And that's basically it. That's when they really started looking at me, sophomore, junior, high school.
Nice. Now, when you start going through that, you start looking at schools. I mean, I think everyone wants to play in the National Football League, but I mean, how much is that as a focus? I mean, I know you want to get your education as well, but I mean, was that like something you were eyeing, saying, you know what, made my dreams to, you know, get to college and then really make it happen and get this opportunity that you have now?
Right, yeah, that's a big thing, you know. Everybody wants to get to the next level from, you know, Pee Wee ball, you want to get high school, and then high school, college, and then college, NFL, you know, and it's all a big process. So you just got to, you know, trust the process and work hard, and you'll get there.
Nice. And I'm curious, I mean, so you arrive at, you know, Louisiana Tech, you're doing your thing. I mean, when do you get the sense that you have the, you know, the makeup to, you know, to get this done and have this opportunity? Because you know as well as anybody, I mean, you could go there and not get any reps. You could not be the leading rusher in 2020. You know, you could be the fifth guy on the team, and that's not a bad thing. But I'm saying it doesn't work out. But, I mean, you do have the skill set, and you do take, you know, I guess, hold of the opportunity, and, you know, you lead the team in rushing. But when do you get that mindset that, you know what, I do have the tools to make this happen?
I have to say it really comes practicing every day, studying in the film room, just, you know, making myself better and making everybody else better too, you know, being coachable, you know, just taking everything in. You know, when you first get in college, a lot of people, you know, don't get those reps, like you said, and everything. So you just got to trust the process and be patient. And when your time does come and when you do get on the field, you just got to make the most of it.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Israel Tucker, Louisiana Tech running back, joining us here on the C2P. You folks know if you miss any of these shows in their entirety, they're free and available at Apple Podcasts and Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to them at your leisure as much as you like. And we appreciate, again, all our guests always joining us here on the C2P. So let's get into the nooks and crannies. I mean, you kind of mentioned some of the things, you know, being coachable and work ethic. But, I mean, in your own mind, when these scouts begin to break down tape of you, I mean, what do you think they're going to see on film that's going to shine, that they're really going to kind of take a liking to you?
the number one thing I think is making someone miss in the open hole, in a hole, in open space, just making like one person, at least one person miss every play I get the ball. I say that's the big thing they'll see once they look at the tape.
How about this one? What goes unnoticed? What are those things that, you know, they're going to look and they're like, man, we didn't see much of Israel doing this, but it's something that you know you could do, but maybe the offensive system you guys ran didn't allow you to showcase it.
I have to say maybe the blocking, you know, I feel like that go unnoticed sometimes, but I actually like blocking, you know what I'm saying? I like being able to protect the quarterback and just doing that. And I think blocking, you know what I'm saying? So that's a big part of the game too, being able to block. So I feel like that'll go unnoticed and they can really see that from film.
I like that. And now for you, I mean, going into this off season, I mean, you know, this is kind of when the combine and all this stuff, training, you know, draft prep training begins. I mean, I know you probably want to get bigger, stronger, faster, but I mean, are there any really weight or speed specific goals that you really want to reach, and how fast do you think you can put down a 40?
Haven't ran a 40 in a long time, but I feel like I can run a 4.4, 4.5 in a 40, something like that. So, and that's where I kind of want to go with that in a 40. Just some other things, just know, making sure change direction, which always been pretty good, you know what I'm saying, stays good and gets better. And just being able to catch the ball better out the backfield, which I already can do. But those are just some things I can improve on.
Right. And then and for you, I mean, we're so far away, but then again, we're so close. And I've been talking to some scouts, and they think they're going to happen. I'm sure every school is going to be different. But have you heard anything about the school having a pro day?
I've talked to Coach Hester, who's over that, our strength trainer, and he said we're going to have one. So right now it's on at Louisiana Tech.
And that has to be music to your ears, because I'm sure you heard the horror stories of, you know, as this pandemic, you know, started to, you know, become what it was last spring, these pro days started to get, you know, wiped off the slate. And I remember talking to guys, you know, hey, you know, that, you know, they were fortunate enough to say, you know, you're working at Louisiana Tech, that gets canceled. So now you're going to LSU, and LSU gets canceled. Now you're going to say Tulane, and Tulane gets canceled. Next thing you know, all these opportunities dried up, and, you know, you're like at it. I mean, let's talk about the season. I mean, how happy were you just able to suit up and play your final year, you know, college football?
I was blessed, you know, blessed just to have the opportunity to play, because at the beginning of it all, we didn't know what we were doing. Everybody was like, oh, we're not going to have a season. I'm thinking we're going to have a season. And just to be able to strap up for that first game and be able to play and just play the games we did, you know, it was just a blessing. So I'm glad we got the opportunity to play this season.
How about the fans, no fans? I mean, so many different scenarios, bands, cheerleaders. I mean, what was it like? I mean, I think people love the pageantry and the atmosphere of college football. That's why people love college football, is the fans and just the whole, you know, bowl of team, fans, cheerleaders, you know, everything. What was it like not having that at certain places?
Yeah, it was really different in that aspect of it, not having fans, you know, because that's what you do it for. You do it for the fans, but also we do it for each other. And as a team, we have to pump each other up on the sideline and get everybody going on the sideline so we can keep this thing rolling. So I feel like that was the biggest part, is just the team has to be on the sideline into the game.
Nice. Now, I'm curious, and sometimes guys don't like answering this question because, you know, all 32 teams could be listening in or will listen in. But, I mean, did you have a favorite team or a favorite player? I mean, somebody you wanted to emulate when you were a young man?
I really don't, like, I wouldn't say I have a favorite team. You know, I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, so I grew up, you know, watching and liking the Saints. But at this point, I don't, like, have a favorite team. Whichever team, you know, gives me, I would love the opportunity, so.
Who's your favorite Saint?
Alvin Kamara.
You know what? I was thinking you were going to go with somebody from the past. Yeah.
Yeah, he just runs so smooth, yeah. Has the balance, catch out the backfield. He does it all.
No, yeah, I mean, we're not saying you're saying you're Alvin Kamara yet, but, I mean, do you kind of feel some similarities? I mean, the one thing I love about him is he's not the biggest guy, but I think pound for pound, he is surprisingly strong. I think, you know, people love yeah, I mean, do you kind of get that sense when you watch him? Is that something you kind of think maybe you're a little bit of you in there too?
I compare myself a little bit to him too, just the different things he do for the team.
Yeah, I mean, he is fun to watch. And obviously that 6-touchdown game a couple weeks ago was one for the ages. Israel, we're almost out of time. And again, we appreciate you stopping by. I know you got a lot going on. I know when we talked, you're going to get the training after the show and get back to what you got to do to get to the next level. But we kind of like to have some fun at the very end. We call it three and out. They're just a few off the wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Sure.
All right. Now, now, Skip Holtz, your head coach, does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
It was a guy that used to, it was an offensive lineman that used to be on a team last year. His name is Hannah, and he does a great impersonation of Coach Holtz, and even some other coaches. He just does good at it. And, I think he would do it in front of him. He would.
Now, it could be you or a teammate. I mean, who brings the vibes to that locker room? Who's the guy that's kind of energetic, keeps things loose? And I guess the jokester, the fun-loving guy that keeps that team, you know, laughing and smiling day to day.
I don't know. There's a lot of different guys that can bring that type of vibe. I can even say myself because, you know, you know, I'm just like a team guy. I make jokes with everybody. I'm cool with everybody. That's just how it is at Louisiana Tech. Everybody is just, you know, we're brothers over here.
No, definitely. That's a good thing. And then the final one, draft time, and we, you know, we know it's going to be at the end of April, but we're just assuming that the date that stays the same. That weekend, I assume you might be around family or friends. Who's the best cook in the Tucker family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you kind of celebrate this next step in your football life?
I'm going to definitely have to go with my mama. my mom, I'll have her fix anything she wants. You know, I like the jambalaya, macaroni, all of it. baked wings, all type of things. She does it all, and everything's good.
Excellent. I tell you what, usually I say that question for last, and there's so many times when I get done doing the show, I just like, I start craving everything you just said, and the way you expressed it, it just sounds delicious. Like, you know, I just want to be over at your house that day just to kind of share in the celebration. Well, hey, please keep in touch. We want to follow you. You make your journey to this next level. And again, we'd love to get you back on closer to draft time. But hey, until then, man, please stay safe. We always like to stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed. And we can't wait to see you at the next level, my man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime. Once again, that is Israel Tucker, and I'm so glad he kind of brought up the Alvin Kamara thing. You know, I thought he was going to go maybe with an old school game, like a Reggie Bush or something like that, but, you know, the Kamara and his size and his skill set, and, you know, he said the one thing the scouts are going to love about him is making that guy, man, an open space, and that's a big, big positive trait to have. I mean, quickness and the self-taught thing, and I liked how he also said about, you know, the 4.4, the 4.5 speed. If you watch this kid play, he's football fast. You know, he might not run a 4.2. He ain't going to run a 4.3. But when you put him in cleats and you give him the ball, he's going to be that speed guy. And, again, a lot of guys can run fast in a straight line, but when there's somebody in front of them or they got to get small through the hole and kind of show that burst and make the move, this is one of the young men that you're going to want to keep an eye on. Once again, big shout-out to Israel Tucker. Again, Apple Music, podcast, iTunes, all opportunities to listen to this down show as you wish. Appreciate you stopping by to see two.
This has been a C2P exclusive.